Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
211033.
And your full name, sir?
Vincent Salazar.
Okay, Mr. Salazar. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Salazar, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received notification on a form that advised you of this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Salazar. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 10, 2018, as written directed on July 9, 2018. The offender is actually avoiding supervision failing to report on July 10, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's true? Mr. Salazar?
Yes, it's true.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, then. Based on the admission of Mr. Salazar, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or competence.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Mr. Quinones, and Mr. Miller. Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go with some information on the warrant with you, sir. Then we'll give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On May 24th, 2018, Mr. Salazar was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on August 17th, 2018, by Glendale PD, two failures to obey warrants. He was back in custody on August 17th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 24th, 2018, 38 of days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2006, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. 2009, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 5 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. SDG gang information limits. He is a member of the Mary Bell Gangster, Phoenix Criminal Street Gang, and a New Mexican Mafia SDG suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release of standard 30 days, revoked by the AOC. 2013, TIS release, resident tech violation, revoked by the AOC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2000, simple assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2001, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2002, theft of vehicle, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2005, theft of vehicle, juvenile detention. 2005, theft of vehicle, and the charges dismissed. 2006, possessed and sell. So this is all the other arrests that he had in 2006, resulted in charges dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G7B8.
statement, so just let me just make sure I got clear. His release date is what?
His release date?
Uh-huh.
Or his end date?
His end date. I have 9/20. I thought you said September 24th, 2018.
That is correct, September 24th, 2018.
But not Gabe's gone days, because it's November 1st with Gabe's gone days.
Let me look this up. That is correct. He has 38 of his gone days, so that pushes his CCD September 24th, that pushes his adjusted CCD out to November 1st, 2019.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to make sure on that. Okay, Mr. Salazar, I see that you were released. You were approved to reside at 5217 North 41st Avenue, which is where you were currently staying. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Were you working during that period of time?
What was that?
Were you working during that period of time?
I can't hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
Did you have a job during that period of time, sir?
Yes.
Where did you work at?
Where was I working? I was working at Casco. It was 27,000 near Durango.
Uh-huh.
It's, I was building mobile homes.
Okay. So that you had the, you enrolled in tasks, you had a random urinalysis assigned to you of alum, the color of alum, said that you failed to report the task on June 22nd, June 27th, and July 9th. How come you didn't go, sir?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was going through a lot with CPS, and I just had a lot of my play with my, I know I had to only see my parole officer once a month, but with just CPS and whatnot, as like I said, I just had a lot of my play and just, you know what I mean, the stress got the best of me, and I was using, and, you know what I mean, I was afraid of that, of going to drop a UA or whatnot, because it's just, I didn't want to, like, you know what I mean, be going through this thing, what I'm going through right now, so, and when my parole officer went to go see me the day on the July 9th, when she showed up to my place that I paroled to, which was my mom's, I did see her that day, you know, and so, like, I was still staying at my house that I got paroled to, and I talked to her, and she made contact with me. She told me to go see her, like, the next day, but on the 10th, which after that, I went to go turn myself into a rehab. I was there for 3 weeks, and I didn't want to come. Like, I was afraid that if I go in, I was going to get, you know, me arrested for going to, doing the drugs I was doing and stuff like that, so I want to go turn myself in to a rehab so I could, like, if I do get caught or whatnot, you know what I mean, I don't have to be going through the withdrawals or whatnot, and at that time I could be clean for CPS because, like, I'm going through a real battle right now with CPS trying to keep my sons, and I know I'm doing drugs right now, it's not the best thing with me, I should be doing and stuff like that when I was out there, and but, I mean, that's basically it, that's honest truth right there.
All right, so what kind of drugs did you start relapse to, sir?
I was, I relapsed on heroin.
Heroin?
Yes.
So, how did you come in contact with the police?
Well, how many times?
No, how, when you got arrested?
Oh, I was, me and my fiance, she was thirsty and she wanted to go to the store, so I was at her house at the time. I had a visit with my sons, and, she wanted to get something to drink, and well, you know how, like, at a stoplight, it got the countdown, like, with the hand signal and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was crossing, we were crossing that, we still had a green light, but we were crossing, and I guess when it hit yellow, we were still, like, in the middle a little bit, and then we ran across the street, like, kept on running so we could make, it won't turn green on us, and there was a Glendale cop, like, maybe like a couple cars down from the light, and they seen that, and when we got the right of way to go the other way, they pulled us over and told us that we couldn't do that, and they asked me if I was on parole, and I told them the honest truth. I said I was on parole, and I might I have a warrant, and they looked at my name, and sure enough, I had a warrant.
Okay. All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Salazar, seeing no additional questions coming from the board, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself?
I didn't mean to waste you guys' time or whatnot, and I remember when my mom had read and told me that that I had received a letter from my parole office saying that I was eligible for that MRC program, and if possible, I could go there, if anything, like, you know what I mean, to my parole days up. And but if it's not, I understand, you know what I mean, it's the best for me. Any decision you guys make is the best, you know what I mean? So that's it.
Okay. All right, Mr. Salazar, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you just to stay on the phone and remain silent. However, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. But you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now into discussion. Looks like Mr. Salazar was doing good when he got out. He said he was under an enormous amount of press with a lot of things on his plate and going through a lot with CPS. That he just reverted back and relapsed and started back to doing heroin, which was the reason why he didn't go take his UAs, because he knew that he was going to be dirty, and he just simply, at that time, became afraid and absconded. He was still staying at his mom's house. He did receive a letter and notification and know that his PO had been trying to get a hold of him. However, he's had two other times where he was out, and one day he was absconded for one term. He was absconded for 30 days. The next time he was a tech violator and was violated by this board. I think that he's going to be released in about a month and a half on November 1st of 2018, which is about a month and a half away by the time that he gets released. I think if Mr. Salazar goes ahead, stay inside, work with his CO3, try to do some NA, start looking for a program so that when he gets out, that he can get involved in some type of program and better himself when he get out. And hopefully, wish him the best of luck in getting custody of his son and being a good dad and a good role model for him. So that's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. So no comments coming from the colleagues. I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Salazar, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, or about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, it was a motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Mr. Quinones, and Mr. Neal. Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, so we do want to say that you will be released in about a month and a half on November 1st of 2018. Take that time that you have left, so work with your CO3, see if there's any programming that you can get into when you are released, and hopefully that you'll be a better person, a productive citizen, and not involved in no criminal activity. You'll have to come back before this board again, sir. And hopefully you can work with CPS with your son. We want to wish you the best of luck and be a good role model for your son. Mr. Salazar, thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in this hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Could you please put the CO3 on the line?
All right, thank you.